to me and this woman. So for Angela, who's now a high-risk person because she has two sisters and a mother diagnosed under 50, which would give her a lifetime risk of somewhere between 30 and 40%, depending upon the age of those relatives, the screening in this situation, a lot more would actually offer screening here from 35, but quite a few would probably not offer screening at a younger age. MRI, this woman is actually borderline for MRI, again, depending upon the age of those relatives without genetic testing. Risk-reducing mastectomy, she would qualify for risk-reducing mastectomy based on her risk, although, again, a lot of people would want genetic testing to be carried out in the family first.